whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Good morning and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 301. I know, today is Saturday, July the 2nd, 2022, or if you are in Aussie land, it's Sunday, July 3rd. So, yeah, awesome. Time zones are a wonderful thing, so thank you everyone for joining me. I'm your host, Lita. Hi! Welcome, welcome. Hi, chat room. Thanks for coming to hang out with me. Today we are doing a bit of a solo episode this week, and a quick show's a good show. that's my theory. It's probably not. Hi, Tiber. Chat room. Hi, we have got Chris. Let's have a look. Who have we got? We've got Fair, Zaya, Chris, Stirs somewhere, Nisi. We've got Mrs. Rock Guru. We've got Tiber. Welcome. I'm not sure if anyone else is here, but thanks, guys, for popping in. Rosarium. Good morning. I hope I've said that correctly. We all know I butcher names, so apologies if that's incorrect. Welcome. Welcome, first time here, so thank you. And so we're going to have a quick show. Apologies, I am talking a little quieter. And also I am a little nasally because between sinus and things, being winter, and it's very bloody cold, plus it's raining. So yeah, it's all the good things here in Queensland at the moment. It's everything anti-Queensland, which is like freezing cold and raining, which is not what Queensland is known for, which is like beautiful summer, sun, all of that. So apologies on voice, apologies. I probably sound very nasally, sinus is fantastic. Not. Anyway, I know. And I was just thinking as I said it, Zaya, that I know when I say it's freezing cold here in Queensland, in Brisbane, that compared to what a lot of you guys get, I would not be able to cope. But, you know, I'm a born and bred Queenslander. Like, if it goes under 10 degrees Celsius, it's freaking, it's just crazy. So I know it's subjective. I know I would not last in probably where you guys are. I still really would love to experience proper snow. What's my three things in the snow? Make a snow angel, make a snowman, and throw a snowball. I still want to do that one of these days. Yeah, I might only be out in the snow for 5 minutes and probably be like done. But still, that's one thing I'd like to experience in my lifetime. So we would see. It's probably going to be like wet and slush, isn't it? So anyway, just let me have my little what do you call it, dream, fantasy, whatever it is. Anyway, okay, let's get on with the show. Otherwise we could probably be talking weather and temperatures all day. As Chris says, it's currently 57 there. Her high today is 67. I can't remember what that converts to. Nisi says it's 90 Fahrenheit. they don't sound like fun. But anyway, just please, you know, stay warm, stay hydrated, stay cool wherever you are. So, yeah, that's the main thing. Stay hydrated. All right. Well, my week in WoW has been limited, but I did get some playtime on Iron Leta this week. She hit level 27. I went around. I did some fires. I can't remember where I got up to. I know I parked her. So we got a level or two. But yeah, I've just been taking her through the fires. As I said last week, I did the one desecrate, and the rest I did not even tempt fate on. So I did want to double test the one in Gadgetzon, which I did. Thankfully, no one was around, but yes, certainly don't advise anyone to be doing that. If I'd lost her, I'd lost her. It was my own bloody fault, pretty much. So, anyway. Yeah, so fires. And don't forget fires. We've got a couple of days left of the Midsummer Fire Festival. If you're into, you know, getting some free XP, take your tunes around. Obviously not for Bloodthirsties, because Bloods cannot do questing, and the fires do count as a quest. I know, Nisi. I know. No love. Yeah, they Bloods are not allowed to have any fun at all. They just get in there and grind killing. That's it. Which can be fun, but you know, for 60 levels, it can be a bit draining. Or in Nisi's case, after how many tunes you've hit max on, she will need a break very soon. Very, very soon. Yeah, so Midsummer Fires, if you're wanting some free XP on your tunes. Darkmoon Fair, yes, for me, starts this afternoon. And again, it's a good thing to mindless killing. That's pretty much what it is. Thanks, Aya. It's mindless killing. It's actually therapeutic at times. Says a lot about me, I'm guessing. Anyway, let's get on to the news, because I can add in some stuff there. Where's my bumper? Here, let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Excellent. All right, so news first off. We have congratulations to Iron Manic on becoming our 48th Shadowlands Iron Man champion. 48 guys that we've got. Amazing. Well done. Congratulations to them. Again, this expansion has completely blown my mind as to where we've gone with the challenges. It truly has. I know we've said this on multiple occasions, where we were looking at in beta, in particular alpha, was I in alpha? In beta for Shadowlands, it was really scary. We were very, very worried how the challenges were going to go in Shadowlands, and since it's gone live, you know, who would have thunk it? 48 irons. We're up to what, 13, 14, I can't even remember, I'm not even going to, my brain is a bit numb, but right across, like between the Irons, the Bloods, and the Pacifists that have reached max level for Shadowlands, you guys rock, like seriously, you've done an awesome job. And congratulations to everyone for, you know, all the things, because leveling is fantastic. 12 bloods, 21 passes this expansion. You know, again, absolutely fantastic. We don't know when Dragonflight is coming, so, you know, people are pushing getting toons to max level, so it'll be really interesting to see what we end up with this expansion, like, right across the board, which, again, you guys blow my mind. So thank you to you all for out there for leveling and having fun with it. We do appreciate that. So yeah, one of the things, Dark Moon Fair starts tonight for me, early morning for you guys. Great time to start a new challenge soon. Obviously, some people like to organize one at Dark Moon Fair time, get them prepped, start them off. You know, so if they lose a toon, they've got a spare, because by going to Dark Moon Fair, not only will you get yourself some XP, you'll get yourself a nice little 16 slot bag, you'll get yourself 10 to start off with, 10 gold right across the bat by using your Dark Moon Fair tickets. You know, what more could you want with, because starting challenge toons can be very challenging. You don't have a lot of gold. Sometimes you go to the vendor wanting to get some, you know, vendor white gear, and you've got nothing. So yeah, it's definitely a good time to get some XP. So that's that. I will get back to your question shortly, Mrs. Rock Guru. Please remind me, I've not forgotten. Also, as I said, the Midsummer Fire Festival will end Tuesday morning on the 5th of July. So if you do start up a little toon, don't forget, getting some fires for some free XP is a really good way to get them started as well. Go with it for that. For the older toons, if you've got time to run around, even if you just do the ones that you can do on flight pass, you know, some bonus XP is better than none, you know. Just doing a couple, or pick a few zones. I've always had like the route of going from kind of one point where I start, so say Kalimdor, if I'm on like my little undead warlock iron leader, so I started at Ogrimmar and I go down and around, so I go clockwise. I normally kind of do that kind of circuit. And again, just being careful of where you're flying. Obviously, flight paths you need some gold for, all of that kinds of things. So again, well worth time to spend to get some done. Fingers crossed, I'd like to be able to sit down and get a little bit more done on mine. So, but for you guys, absolutely, you know, if you've got time to do that, good luck, be safe, be careful, but have some fun with it. Alright, and I did want to add in, I noticed on Wowhead today, or a couple of days ago, that, heads up, they are already talking about patch 9.2.7. So there's no date yet, but there are some things. So I'm guessing we'll have more information on that coming. But yeah, as I said, just heads up, you know, there will be another patch coming soon, TM? Who knows? We'll see how that plays out. Looks like they're could be some, this talk on some interesting things. Whether there will be anything that will actually affect us at the moment, not sure. There's talking about some auction house changes and some trade chat changes, definitely. So yeah, we'll see. Grats, Mrs. Rock Guru. Yeah. Now, again, a reminder for Dragonflight Alpha Beta testing. If you're interested, please reach out to us. I'm putting together a list of people who are wanting to test the things for our challenge tunes. It's not a matter of testing stuff as a normal tune, it's testing as a challenge. So, if you're interested, please let me know. Okay, that way we can share the Google Doc between everyone. You can put down your thoughts, what's happened, all those bits and pieces. And we can formulate some kind of plan for Dragonflight. So again, send me an email at wildchallenges.com. Hit me up on Twitter, through Discord. Let my mods know, etc. Whatever you'd like to do, okay? That would be... The more people we've got testing, the better, well, we're hoping the better formulation for where each challenge will be going in Dragonflight. It is super helpful. So yeah. excuse me, coffee time, everybody. Everyone take a sip. Sorry, my throat is getting a bit croaky. It's not sore, it's just sinus head stuff, so apologies on that. The other thing is there is a Spreadshirt promo. If you're interested in getting any of our merch, please pop over to our mental blank Spreadshirt store. There is 22% off July 4th. Only just on that day is off everything. So there's t-shirts, mugs, caps, masks, kid stuff, adult stuff, there's all sorts of things. So if you're interested, pop over there. Okay. I will Fares drinking from her pacifist mug. So cool. I've got my Ember mug today. I normally have my World Challenges mug, but I'm trying to keep this really, really warm, which it is successfully doing so far. Okay, so let's get into... Where's my little... Let's do this. It's cute. All right, we're going to do our State of the Challenges. Apologies if I butcher any names. We do try our best to get the correct pronunciation. It doesn't always work. So if you've got a particular way that it needs, you want your tune to be said, let us know. Reach out. All right, let's start with the irons. So for this, we have got 10 irons, which is fantastic. So at number 10, we have got, looks like Kevin Iron at level 28. Number 9 is Purity at level 30. 8 is Bend Me at level 30. 7 is Angst at level 30. RIP. Oh, we lost one. Commiserations on that. Number 6 is Dank Iron at level 32. Number 5 is Nymura, at level 37. Number 4 this week is Grey Lass at 38. RIP. Commiserations. Number 3 is Zaya Jelly at level 42. Zaya, what is that tune? I love the name. What would be Jelly? You have to tell me, because I'm like, got visions. You call Hunter? You call my pet Peanut Butter. I love it. That's good. That's good. It's very good. All right, number two is Iron Grew at level 55. And again this week at number one was Iron Manic at level 60, our 48th Shadowlands Iron Man champion. Alrighty, our bloods this week, we have got Magrat Garlic. Magrat Garlic at level 11. Number 9 is Crip at level 18. Number 8 is I5. Is he 5? At level 25. Okay. Number 7 is AzzyBT at level 26. 6 this week is Taco Time Woo. Level 27, lost to the nether. So whether that's one that an old tune of Taco's, but again, we love Taco's names. You're out of names. I think we could come up with some, Taco. I don't see a problem with that. Have your notebook ready next week. It died? Okay. All right. Number 5, though, is Heyo, it's Taco at level 34. Number 4 this week is Zaya Bingra at level 42. 3 is Troll Your Soul at level 43. 2 is Tidal Soul at level 51. And number 1 blood this week is Soul Glaive at level 55. Well done, Nisi. Well done. Alright, pacifist. We've got 10 pacifists this week. How cool is this? Alright, we have got... okay, thanks. Thanks, Nisi. I just read it. At number 10 this week, we have got... Smeckholzing. Apparently Google translates that to tastes woody. Love it. At level 28. Awesome. Number 9 this week is Vargas at level 29. 8 is Peaceable at level 29. 7 is Chili at level 32. 6 is Azipassi at level 36. 5 is Pacifist at level 40. RIP. Oh no. Wonder what happened. Oh, that's a shame. Number 4 is Progu at level 48. Number 3 is Never Died Pussy. Is Never Died back? Did we have this conversation? Is he actually back? It says he's at level 48. Welcome back if he is. Number 2 is Passy Rogue at level 53. Lost to the nether. I was going to say lost to the leather, but that doesn't quite. Yeah, anyway. Number 1 this week is Kilrend at level 53. I don't look like a level gain. Well, it would interesting. Anyway, we will see. Alright, well done on those tins. We have got 4 this week. We have got Kinoz at level 19. Number 3 is Pure Tin at level 33. Number 2 is Patience at level 44. And number 1 is Arundel at level 45. Greens this week, we have got Kialo at level 15. 4 is Mimi at level 18. 3 is Krupp at level 25. Azzy Green is number 2 at 35. And Celadon is number 1 this week at level 58. Well done, Cell. And last off, we have got Working Man. We have got at number 4, Debit. Level 10, Lost to the Nether. 3 is Tinker at level 16. 2 is Arno Kedjar. Arno Kedjar? Oh well. Google translates it, apparently, to oh well. Okay, cool. It's level 16, but RIP, so commiserations there. Number 1 this week with Working Man is As He Works at level 52. You can tell As He's back. Well done. Well done. We lost a few this week, so commiserations to everyone that we lost. I hope that this coming week will be kinder to everyone. There was no fair winter? No? No, it wasn't there. Did you get a level? There's nothing there at all fair, so maybe... I did think it was unusual there wasn't something there. Maybe you didn't get a level, exactly. And yeah, it can be a bit temperamental making sure to update. So, yeah. Anyway, again, congratulations everyone and commiserations on those we lost. So, you know, let's look forward to hopefully a kinder week all around. Alright, let us do... Where is my little bumper? Let's do this one.
Hey yo, it's Chit Chat!
And our favourite goblin. Apologies, needed some coffee. My voice is going a little bit, so, yeah. Alright, I have a joke for yous. Because we have to start chit-chat with something. So, if it's not wow, and it's not coffee, what else does Lita do? We've got to have some sort of baking food thing. I'm excited to tell this, that's why I'm coughing. Okay, why did the chocolate chip cookie go to see the doctor? He felt crummy. It's so cute. Definitely a kid's joke. Alright. I'm guessing I'm waiting on time. Here we go. Tiber's stolen joke of the week. Why did Adele cross the road? To say hello from the other side. I love that song. I will fully admit. Oh, very funny. Thank you, Tiber. Thank you. All right. Before I address the Discord of the I am not getting sick, buddy. You are not. All right. Before I talk about the chat room questions, let's do the ones that we've got. So from Valentine in Discord, they asked, can you add one character to multiple challenges? For example, if you were to create a bloodthirsty challenge and elect not to equip green gear, couldn't you also register this as an Iron Man? Yes. Nisi's answer. Thank you. I believe there was a bug when a couple people managed to do it previously and has since been corrected. One challenger per challenge is how it's understood to be at this time. Exactly. Zaya also confirmed that you can only register for one challenge with the exception of being that if you die as an Iron Man, you can then register as a Tin. Zaya also additionally said when you log in with Battle.net on wowchallenges.com, you can delete a toon from one challenge and register it to another. But of course, the toon must follow the rules for the new challenge all the time. For example, being green flagged for the new challenge. It can't be yellow flagged to add. It's got to be green. So yeah. There was, years ago, there was a little hiccup and some people were able to do it. I think whether those tunes are still around, I think they probably could be. And they're probably being grandfathered into that because of things, but since everything's been corrected, yeah. One challenger on one, one challenge is it other than Iron Man, and if you die, you can register for tin. So thank you, Nisi and Zaya, for answering that in Discord. Also, there was, where is it? Zaya in Discord did also let us know, beware pacifist looks like the quest in Bastion at Agatha's repost to use the chime and close the portals can result in kills and killing blows if you remove the buff to see the portals. Iron Brew lost a level 53 pacifist that way. Damn. Ouch. Alright, so once again, if you've got your pacifist out there, be very, very careful. But Agatha's repost is, try to be very careful flying around that area. We know that Shadowlands has got some areas that are a little bit dubious. I think even like Old World, there are a few, you know, just tread carefully around some of the world quests, the zone quests and things like that, especially on a pacifist. So it's good to know this information. Obviously we wouldn't know until someone loses a turn. Iron Brew, you know, commiserations, 53 pacifist, to lose that, ouch, that hurts. But you know, we know giving this information across the community is fantastic, so at least it does give us the heads up, because we probably wouldn't have realized that was the case, especially with kills and killing blows. So yeah. Alright, let's go back. So we had a couple of questions. Bear with me. Where are we? I gotta scroll back lots, guys. what do we got? So from the chat room, they've all been busy. Mrs. Rock Guru about to hit 5 levels from the bonfires on her second pacifist. Well done, Mrs. Rock Guru. That's awesome. question, does the Dark Moon Fair buff stack with the pole buff? I'm just trying to think. I know Nisi's got a Dark Moon Fair. Yep, Dark Moon Fair post that will be coming out tomorrow, I'm guessing. Regardless, any buff obviously is not allowed on a challenge turn. Which is the main thing. I can't remember. I think they do if you've got the zone wide buff and do the pole on a normal turn, that they might buff stack. But yeah, neither are obviously allowed on a challenge turn. I mean, if it's a zone wide buff, you can't do anything about a zone wide buff most of the time. But yeah, don't go dancing on poles on a challenge soon, because you will get that nice little buff and then that's gonna flag you. Regardless of that, what do we got? I got more than 20 levels just doing fires and heroes board quest sizes. Well done, nice, that's awesome. What are we like? Taco says she's out of names. Stir says, here's one for you, Miss Taco. Taco, I can't read that. Maniac. Yes. I don't know. I think we can definitely come up with some taco names. Taco. Everybody get your thinking caps on. Because we will have some stuff prepared. I think we could definitely find some. Yes, it was definitely a rough week for, I think, right across the board. So Fair Winter is 58. Well done. Tunes should be updated automatically once a week. Yeah, it should, but, I know, it gets a bit frustrating. I miss the old, obviously that's the API stuff, but, that it would just update, you know, so just reminder. And I forget it. I didn't even update my tune because I forgot the other week, and, you know, I'm, I just forgot. But, you know, a good thing when you finish playing, go and update your tune on the website and, make sure that it goes through. The API got weird and didn't update to the correct level. The API seems to have been really weird lately. Absolutely. I don't know. It seems to be a little bit more weirder than normal. Whether it's me, I don't know, but it does seem to be that at the moment. Anyway, what else have we got? If you get an Mrs. Rock Guru, move 3 challenge tunes to a new server, and they've been lost off the list. Yes, I said, if there's any error, send him a DM. Absolutely. Thanks, I, for sorting that out. Set up trail cams. Okay, where's Stir? Set up trail cams at several horde bonfires. Fully expect to catch Azzy in the act of desecration. He'll claim it was an accident. News at 11. Good luck with that, sir. He has been very busy. So lovely to see that he is right across the board. Busy leveling many challenge tunes. Fantastic. Yes, and yeah, fair. I feel the pain. You mean to update it, but could fall asleep. I hear. Absolutely. Alright, well, thank you guys. You've been very busy in the chat. Appreciate that. We are going to wrap up the episode now. So, to our Iron Elites, huge big thank you. Where's my cute little heart? Let's put that on the screen. So to all our Iron Elites, thank you for all the things, keeping the lights on, keeping the website going. We greatly appreciate it. So to Aleandrus, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Crystal, you, Alaren, Ramar, Lita, Mac, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber. I still can't do it. Sorry, Tiber. Wanima and Zaya, thank you all so very much. It's greatly appreciated. Also, to our wonderful mods for all the things that they do. We appreciate everything you guys do. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To the Code Wardens, in particular, Zaya, for being always busy and checking and sorting stuff. Thank you, Rod. Again, thank you, Nap Time as well, for helping get this stuff back. We've got our State of the Challenges, which is so good to have that back. So thanks, guys. We do appreciate it. All your work. Thank you. To everyone in the chat here, to listening on the podcast at home or wherever you are, thank you for being here, listening, giving of your time. I greatly appreciate it, so thank you. Alrighty, so I'll be back next week. That will be Saturday, July 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And we will have Miss Taco joining me, which will be fantastic. We get to catch up with her, find out what she's doing, going with the tunes, how she's leveling, all of that. So if you do have some great taco names, please send them in. We can give her some suggestions of all the things. Okay, so that would be good. Now, don't forget where you can find us over at thewildchallenges.com. All the information for our socials, all the things, Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels, it's all there. If you want to listen to the episode, pop over to Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And of course, if you've got any jokes, questions, anything at all, please send me an email, podcast@wildchallenges.com. For me, if you want to find me, I'm all over the things. Normally Leta, L-E-E-T-A, or Leta Wow with a W-O-W at the end. Check out, I do have a Linktree thing with all the socials of, you know, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all the stuff. So if you want to follow me, check it out. If not, cool. Yeah, and that's pretty much it. So thank you once again to Mr. Bright01 on our fabulous intro. Makes me smile so hard. We love that. If you want to find him, he is on Discord at MrBright01. And also a big thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro, which you will hear very shortly. We have many talented people in our community. Very, very talented. So thank you for giving of the things that you do. So thank you guys to all of you. All right. On that note, before I lose my voice, I don't need that. Some other people might, but anyway, please just remember we will be back next week. Taco will be here with us, so we will catch up with her, which is exciting. And other than that, if just please stay safe both in and out of game, and we'll catch you next week. Alright guys, thanks for joining me. See ya.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.